I understand wanting to protect children, but you have grown adults who are using these products too. Is there a way to do this where grown adults could still have access to these products?
Well, we don't want adults having this either. What are you, crazy? You want to go home and eat a bag of this tonight? See if you're here tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to eat one square, and then I'm going to be dummy high and watch regular show and Mordecai and Rigby get up to shenanigans for 4 hours. I'm not going to get behind the wheel and kill somebody in a car crash. Alcohol kills more people and contributes to the death of more individuals than weed by far. By far. I'm not sitting here and saying that weed is the safest thing in the world. There are downsides. But for you to make all forms of THC and THCA illegal in Texas is the dumbest thing in the fucking world. You're putting the production and distribution to drug dealers. People aren't going to stop buying weed. People aren't going to stop getting high. They're just going to go to another source to find it. I'm not saying cereal bites are the most regulated source that you could fucking get. They're not the best product on the goddamn market. But there's some level of production standard, right, that you're getting when you can buy it from a store. And your state could make money on it. New Jersey, weed's been legal for since 2022, so for 3 years. New Jersey has had a $2 billion weed market in 3 years. The government takes some of that, just like alcohol. You could make money for your people if you made weed legal. And then you're getting a safer product. You're making it so the consumers aren't worried about getting, yes, it's unlikely, but it happens. Weed can get laced with fentanyl. Drug dealers can put stuff in carts. That's more likely than anything. And a lot of people smoke carts more than anything now. And you're saying, oh, what are you going to eat a whole bag of this and be here tomorrow? Yeah, you don't really OD on weed nearly as much as you're going to on alcohol. ODing on weed is very, very hard. You might have to go to the hospital because you're way too fucking high. They might have to flush your system. But nobody's buying a bag of these and eating the entire bag. On top of that, the argument that you're positing, yeah, man. Oh, you want to eat a bag of these, see if you're here tomorrow? I could go to a liquor store right now, buy $1,000 in alcohol. They wouldn't question me. I could chug all of it and die. You could buy a $30 handle and die. What is with this? Oh, this is unsafe for the average consumer. Alcohol contributes to thousands of deaths yearly, whether it be behind the wheel, whether it be on alcohol poisoning, whatever. I would get this argument if you were making alcohol, weed, and tobacco illegal. But to say that you're getting rid of THCA and you're helping adults is idiocy. You're not helping anybody. If anything, you're contributing to the deaths of people. You're going to cause people to die from doing this. Even if it's one or two people. Over the next 10 years, if this law stays, there are going to be a few people that go buy weed off a drug dealer when they would have had a store, get it laced, get something in their cart, get popcorn, lung, die, whatever it may be, right? I'm not going to sit here and say that it's common, but it happens. And I get you're saying you want to protect the kids, right? So you're trying to maintain some level of, like, you know, protection for them so they don't try to buy this stuff illegally. You know what you do then? You make it legal and you make it so they have to show a form of ID to get regular THC, right? You could remove it from the gas stations. You could get it into a medical dispensary, right? And then you have to show an ID at the door. Because when I go to New Jersey dispensaries, I can't even get into the place unless I show a fucking ID. Yes, THCA is still going to exist. But the argument that you're doing this to protect the kids, dude, kids are still going to go buy nicotine, vapes, alcohol illegally. They're going to find a corner store where the guy does an ID and they're going to get it. Right? Everybody has known. I never did this when I was a kid, but I had friends that would go fucking buy vapes every day from a guy, and the guy wouldn't question them once. It happens, dude. It's not uncommon. So to say that you're fixing this, no, they're still going to go get weed. They're just going to go get it from a drug dealer. There's another segment where he goes, oh, this bag of jelly's $90. Yeah, do you not know how it's not? I don't think he understands dosages. I don't think nobody's buying that bag of fucking 100 milligram edibles and just eating the bag like they're Sour Patch Kids. You eat one. You eat half of one. You eat a quarter of one. When I go to the dispensary, I get 10 milligram edibles. I eat one and I'm fried. I have a lower weed tolerance. I get high 5 days a week. Me being real here. I'm not advocating for weed usage. I always say, do not use marijuana unless you're 21 and it's legal in your state. But recognize the safety concerns of you making it completely unregulated. To the point where, yeah, now it's illegal in these shops, but they're still going to get it. It's not hard to get weed in the United States in 2025. Everybody fucking sells weed. Now you're just getting it from some random dude that you barely know. He ends up mentioning a young man who was 22. I don't know this story, but he says a young man was 22, ate a bunch of edibles, and then stepped in front of a train and died. And that's terrible, right? And his loss is very saddening. But you're not, you can't blame marijuana for the cause of that. That guy needed help, right? Similarly, you could say people get drunk and step in front of subway trains and train tracks, or get in a car and purposefully get in a car crash. Those, like, that's a big mental health thing. And this is, you know, Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And I wanted to say as well, if you're a man and you're going through something, get the help you need, right? Substance abuse is not going to fix your problems. You need to get genuine help. That's an entirely different story. That doesn't have to do with the point that's at hand, right? Like, if you're going through something, you need to get help. Any substance abuse in that regard is bad for you.